This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Rich Eisen. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You saw that he came into practice yesterday wearing an Egypt-inspired t-shirt.
You know, at this point, Aaron, it feels like his entire life is trolling everybody who's not in his inner circle.
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, Patrick Willis, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, comedian Chad Daniels. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Back in the chair. I want to thank Suze for expertly navigating the 3 hours yesterday with some great conversations and some very passive-aggressive power rankings in my direction. I saw all of it. I appreciated all of it.
No.
Even though my voice doesn't sound like of appreciation, I appreciate all of it.
Yo.
I will address
okay,
some of
great,
those.
Great. I don't know if you want to fire back. Do you have your own power rankings today?
No.
Okay.
No. I value things.
Was it like DEFCON 3 at the house?
No, not at all.
You woke up?
No, not at all.
Okay.
There's no DEFCONs.
All right, okay, just checking.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, of course.
Everything's great in this neighborhood. We've got Pro Football Hall of Famer Patrick Willis joining us in less than 20 minutes' time. We also have Albert Breer. And no doubt his George Hamilton Nantucket tan that he's bringing to Southern California, where no fewer than five National Football League teams are holding training camp, including the Dallas Cowboys in Oxnard, California, from where I will be hosting a four-hour show on NFL Network on Saturday. So it's that time of year. And then in hour number three, Chad Daniels, the comedian who's got a new special streaming exclusively on Netflix called Empty Nester. He'll be here in studio in hour number three. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate. We say hello to everybody who's listening on Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in our podcast all 3 hours. You can get it through the Cumulus Podcast Network. We appreciate anybody who gets it there. Sounds great in our neighborhood. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are you?
Great, man. What's happening?
Mike Del Tufo.
Rich, how you doing?
When I was watching back all those videos of Suze's appearance yesterday, it was great to see you. And I was wondering if you'd be here today, and you are.
I am. I'm like, you got me for a while.
Oh,
like,
great.
I mean, I got a couple days, but you here a while.
That must mean Fox doesn't have the Olympics.
No, I turn the Olympics down, Rich.
Good to see you over there, T.J. Jefferson. How are you, sir?
How am I?
Yeah.
I feel great.
Excellent.
The New York Metropolitans run New York.
By the way, how could it be anything but spectacular? No, you're not wrong about that.
The disrespect is real.
It's not disrespectful. It's the truth. I do want to address that later on in the show as well. I do want to hit that as well. And by the way, enjoyed your chat with Tony Khan.
Oh, thank you,
the
sir.
The AEW major domo. You had a chat with him, posted it on all of our socials. That's the contents of that conversation again could be seen on our YouTube channel and
so much more. Up by some wrestling blogs.
Yes, it did
indeed.
Nice. So
and some football blogs.
Enjoyed that and appreciate Tony doing that and you doing that with Tony.
Thank you for letting me.
844-204-RICH number to dial here on this program. Listen, we've said it many times and we feel it. Football's back. It's back. Everybody's in training camp. Everybody's there. Not everybody, but all teams are open in training
the
camp.
Teams are there.
But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. It's what, 6 Thursdays from now? 7 Thursdays from now?
Hall of Fame game 1 week from tonight.
That is correct. And Patrick Willis will join us in 17 minutes time now. So we're 1 week away from preseason football and then month and a half plus from Ravens and Chiefs kicking things off on a Thursday night. In between now and then, we just gotta be there for each other because there's just a lot of stupid stuff out there. A lot of stupid stuff out there
in the world in general.
No.
Well, yes.
No, I'm just talking about the football world. A lot of unnamed people talking smack. Josh Allen is not overrated, people. Some unnamed executive talking about Josh Allen being overrated. Okay. If you're the GM of the Chiefs, maybe you say that. I don't think Brett Veach is saying it, but not to target anybody. But I'm just saying, if you have a quarterback that is put more trophies in the case and more championship game appearances in front of the fan base. And obviously, we haven't seen Josh Allen get that far. But we haven't seen him make a Super Bowl yet, let alone win one. All I'm saying is you should just shut your mouth.
Shut your dirty pie hole. And
I know now is the time to go after Josh Allen because Stephon Diggs was brought in there to make the Super Bowl, and then the famous, Stephon Diggs photograph of him watching the Kansas City confetti come down, right? Like that where he was trying to inspire himself for the following years, never made the Super Bowl. Never did. I get it. Now's the time to go get him. A lot of their big-name defenders that have been around for a while, cap casualties, Matt Milano, maybe their best defensive players coming back from injury. Now's the time to go hit him. Okay. Just put a pin in that. I saw another piece of nonsense.
Oh.
Our friend Ross Tucker had a podcast, and our friend Greg Cosell was on it, and he dropped some information that there were some folks in the National Football League who he has spoken to over the last several weeks, I guess, months, that CeeDee Lamb's not a top five wide receiver in the National Football League.
No, who said this?
What? What are we doing?
Said right on the cusp. A lot of people in the NFL think he's on the cusp of being top five. Let me tell you what CeeDee Lamb is. He's a top five wide receiver in the National Football League. He may be number two behind Justin Jefferson, unless you look at certain statistics. And then he's number one above Justin Jefferson. What? And what he means to the Dallas offense is what Justin Jefferson means to the Vikings offense. Can we just be fine with giving people their props instead of saying, and the other receivers that he named were A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams. All fantastic receivers.
I like those guys.
CeeDee Lamb belongs in that group.
Well, yeah.
And that's why he's not in Oxnard, California, is because he wants to be paid like he's in that group. Right now, Justin Jefferson's at 35 per, and A.J. Brown's at 32 per, and Tyreek Hill's at 30 per. So per source, being me, he's top five, and Josh Allen is absolutely rated where he should be, which is a fantastic elite quarterback in the NFL who can beat you any day of the week. I understand he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl, and I understand he has not gone to where we think he has the ability to go. And I don't think a lot of those reasons are his fault entirely. But it's just stupid stuff that I'm seeing. I just kind of, you know, I know this is like, you know, old man, get off lawn or railing at the moon or whatever. Like, what a great take, Rich, that Josh Allen and CeeDee Lamb are good. But it's just they're the best in their class. If you want to win a football game and have somebody in this day and age with their arm and their legs and their heart, Josh Allen's the guy. You choose him in a top five. I would.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Rich, because Brandon Bean, Bill's GM, said there are idiots everywhere kind of response to this. So it gave me a good idea. The there are idiots everywhere poll question of the day.
Okay.
Who's most not top five at their position? CeeDee Lamb or Josh Allen?
Okay, very good.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe we're using this.
Rich, it sounds like you want to bring back something that I'd love that you did last year called Dumbass Crap.
And dumbass Crap. Like that's Dumbass
that,
Crap.
Yeah, falls into that category.
And then we're all, again, and just because we're all waiting for football to actually get played, we're also trying to drum up quarterback competitions.
We really are.
We are.
I know.
As a matter of fact, NFL Network Research, who I adore, they are fantastic. What a great group. They sent out an email this morning about quarterback competitions, and they identified what could technically be termed as six of them. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't think
there are one.
There's one. There's
well, Raiders, one. Raiders, right?
The Raiders, yeah. I think, are an actual, right. Like, who is going to start against the Los Angeles Chargers week one up the road in SoFi? Right. I think Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell is an actual 100% quarterback competition that I think, though, when you look at guaranteed dollars in salary, I don't believe you bring Gardner Minshew in for, and again, I know it's not 30, 40, 50 million bucks, which is what starting quarterbacks make in the NFL type money, but it still indicates where they're leaning. And I think it'll be Minshew week one, personally, but you never know. Here are the other ones. Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy, I don't think is one. Sam Darnold starting against the Giants week one. For sure, I think. Jacoby Brissett, he's starting in Cincinnati. I would be a stunner if Drake May goes out of the gate.
Shocked. Although I have watched that 50-yard pass like 1,000 times.
Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson. I think this is Bo Nix's gig. I think Denver starts the season with Bo Nix. Let me make sure I get this appropriate here. Denver's first game is at Seattle. That's a tough one.
That's fun.
But, you know, I think Bo is – has Bo played in that stadium? I mean – or he's played in Seattle, or it's equally as loud in
yeah, Washington maybe doesn't play Husky, there. Another, yeah, yeah.
Right. Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota.
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, the only reason why it's on here is because Dan Quinn is allowing that to be on here.
I mean, turn your hat around and name a starter.
And here's the last one that I don't think is the case. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. I don't think there's a way Justin Fields beats out Russell Wilson at this point in time. Give a listen to this is Mike Tomlin, the latest example of how he's. Let's put it this way. He is not coming out and saying, we're having a competition and ask me about it every single day. That's for sure. This is what Tomlin had to say.
Mike, does Russ still have a pole position to be the starter?
Nothing has changed.
How do you plan on working those reps with him and Justin?
Very carefully. I'm actually back myself into a corner, so you guys are going to ask me daily about the rep allocations. And no way. I've been on the job too long for that.
So Tomlin's in mid-season
Nothing
form.
Has changed.
Actually, mid-season form, I don't think he'd have a smile on his face. He's killing him with a little bit of kindness and a tongue planted in cheek. Although the tongue in the cheek is definitely 100% telling you, don't ask me about it.
Dumbass
and I don't know how Justin Fields beats out Russ unless there's some sort of an injury over the next week in it. Pardon me, month or so.
Daily rep allocation, is that Fleetwood Mac?
Daily rep allocation.
Who's that, Mikey?
No. That's I think that could be a fantasy team name potentially.
Okay. Daily.
Okay. I don't know if that cracks our lineup though.
No, I mean we got a lot of
daily
good ones.
Rep allocation.
That's Hart.
Come on,
yeah. I'm just joking. That's definitely crazy. Not Hart.
Really?
Poison.
Hart. This thing has been in the bag for Russ since
he was a sign.
Since he showed up.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
And I said I needed to see it with Kenny Pickett. Until Pickett turned into, because they love Pickett there, man. That's all they've been talking about for 2 years.
Yeah.
When I've shown up in Pittsburgh. And then Pickett basically
said
I'm a hostage. And they obliged him. And now he's backing up Jalen Hurts. I mean, this is Russ's gig, man.
Black and gold. Here we go.
And so, on in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm shocked that's not on the list.
It's not on the list because this is Kirk Cousins now that he's been cleared. This is Kirk Cousins' gig. And the fact that it's on the list, it's on people's lists, the Falcons are only to blame for eighth overall choosing the quarterback in Michael Penix. When they already had Taylor Heineke sitting there, it was like kind of the perfect backup quarterback. Raheem Morris today channeling his inner Tomlin. You know, they go back to the Tampa days, I think, back in the days. Here's what Raheem Morris had to say.
It's going to be the same. Don't try to give me the serious face to get the same answer that I'm going to give you. You give me the serious face, I'm going to give you the serious face back. Hey, man, we're going to go with the ones with Kurt, and then Michael Penix and Taylor are going to, they're going to split those twos. I'll give you Mike Tomlin voice, too. They're going to split those twos. And it is what it is. The standard is the standard.
I love it. Now, did you hear what he said before the standard is the standard?
They did coach and camp it together.
Yeah, the standard is standard is Tomlin, but the it is what it is, as you know.
Ooh.
Well, you had me there. You know my three favorite coaching cliches. I don't have a crystal ball. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And you can control only what you can control. However, control what you can control gets replaced at this very time of the year.
This is it.
By a new cliche. Employed by coaches who have holdouts. And Randy Gregory's one in Tampa.
Uh-oh.
And that led to one of my favorite coaching cliches, as you know, is I'm only talking about the guys who are here. That's when you can use, the only time you can use it is when there's a holdout, and this is the year of, this is the time of the year for holdouts. Todd Bowles, way to go.
Well, we're going to talk about the players that's here. He's not here. We'll deal with that internally. And obviously, he's on the did not report list, and we'll go from there.
Nailed it.
Stuck the landing.
Put a bow on it.
Guys.
We're back.
I'm only talking about the guys that are here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to talk about who's back. My guy. He's going to plus up the Chargers. And he's going to plus up our lives.
Well, that's...
He's plussing up our lives. Our new neighbor, across the street.
Yeah. Chargers open. We can go see him right now.
Literally, we could go knock on a door.
Hey, what's up?
Could walk there in 5 minutes.
Fresh out of the NFL birth canal. Once again, Jim Harbaugh had this to say when welcoming everybody to the new facility in his first training camp being opened as HC of the LAC.
Just the way it feels, I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know, feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know, it's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe. And now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, the, you know, it's bright, got chaos, people looking at you, people talking at you. And just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
I mean, people looking
when
at
is
you.
Opening night? Please tell me it's tomorrow.
Jim Harbaugh strikes me as the kind of guy who would claim to remember being born.
Yeah. That's nice and warm in there.
Yeah.
I came out, it was a little cold.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone's staring at you. There's a lot of lights.
Interesting description of childbirth, for sure.
attack each umbilical cord with... Yeah. A scissor unknown to mankind.
Right, exactly. Then the hand comes out of nowhere and it smacks you on the butt.
Okay.
So funny.
Oh, God. Can we start,
cutting off
please?
My lifeline.
So I guess what I'm basically saying is I don't think there's any quarterback competitions outside of the Raiders. And the dumbass crap from unnamed executives, that's going to end soon, too. Because football's going to start and then we'll rate people. By wins and losses and results.
Rich, early results, CeeDee Lamb not top five in his position.
That's insane.
70%. 70%.
Who are these people? I'm going to spend this.
Is that the Jones family that's just pointing and clicking? Because they don't want to pay him over $30 million a year?
Guess
what they're going to have to do? Pay CeeDee Lamb over $30 million a year. It's going to happen. We know it. All right, let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Patrick Willis is going to be joining us on this program. He is zooming in, getting ready to go and get his jacket and his bust and his rightful hosannas in Canton, Ohio next week. Patrick Willis on the Rich Eisen Show when we come back. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm. Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Price is higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe, that's B-L-E-A-V, podcast, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just showed to our Roku channel audience the day that Patrick Willis got the knock at the door from Bryant Young to let him know he was going to be joining Bryant and all the 300-plus immortals in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, courtesy of Nirvana Superwaters and Seltzer's Patrick Willis here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing great, Rich. Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me. A tremendous time right now, a tremendous moment in my life, and just truly honored.
Well, before we get to where you, how you're feeling right now, we just showed to our Roku channel audience. I could see your reaction as we were watching back that door knock from Bryant Young. You had a big smile on your face. You want to walk us through that moment for yourself, Patrick?
Yes. Man, Rich, that was a full circle moment, from when I was a kid to just speaking these things, the things that I would speak of, the things that, you know, most would say, boy, that boy has an imagination. You know, what, how you think you're going to do that? You know, so many have tried, and, you know, where I come from, you know, not many, you know, have explored that or, you know, have reached those heights. And so, just getting that knock that day, it meant a lot. It was truly special. It was also the same day that my uncle had passed. One of my uncles that was one of those ones that really pushed me and really said that, you know, it's possible, boss. You gotta work. You gotta put in the work every day. And I saw him working as well. He was a professional boxer, and so I got a lot of my work ethic from him. And it was the anniversary on the day that he had passed, and so just, man, everything that day was just a full circle moment.
Where were you when the door knocked?
I was at my sister's Anika's home in Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson, Tennessee. So
all right, and so she answered the door, and obviously she knows that there's somebody in a jacket. Did she know that was Bryant Young? Did she know that was BY, your old teammate?
Yeah, so I was at my sister's Anika's home in Jackson, Tennessee. And yes, she's met BY a few times at a couple of functions that I've had. She met him at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. She met him at the 49ers Hall of Fame. And so, you know, that was a special moment for her to open the door. And I was actually in the back putting up a basketball hoop for my nieces that I had supposed to put up during Christmas, or that they got during Christmas, that I had told them later on that I would put up for them. So, you know, as it is as a parent or as an uncle, you know, when they ask, you got to get it done at some point in time. So I was just there for fulfilling that and got the knock on the door.
Were those the little ones that we saw peeking in, out the door and coming out to get a better get a better angle of the moment? Patrick?
Yes. Yeah, those were the two that those are two that my sister have that were there, that I was putting up their basketball hoop for them.
And I'll ask this question because I heard the backstory to see if it's true. Is it true your sister's a probation officer? And when there was a knock on the door, she thought, who is this? And was thinking about bringing some backup to the door. Patrick, is that a true story?
You know, I'm not sure so much on that. She is a probation officer. But she tends to be able to handle her own pretty well. Yes. But I was at the house that day. So, you know, she knows that when I'm around, you know, I would try to do my best to protect. So no doubt. I don't doubt it.
it's, she is going to be your presenter, correct?
Yes.
Next week?
Yes, she's actually going to be one of them. So I'm actually doing a co-presenter. So okay. I'm going to have two be the first time in a while or whatnot. But yes, I'm actually going to do two. I felt that two were very deserving of that moment. Ultimately, she is the one that will introduce me in, but yeah, that would be two.
Do you want to reveal who the other one is? You want to leave that for a reveal?
I'll leave that for the reveal.
Okay. Where are you with your speech? Are we done? You're still working?
You know what? I feel like it's a game plan where it's never over until you have presented and you have executed well. But yeah, so I'm really glad that I got started on it back in February after being introduced into the to be going into the Hall of Fame. You know, they told us, say, get started on it now. Do not wait until, you know, June or July to get started. And so I actually started then, and it's been a process. I can't say it's been a process. It's been a grind. It's been one of those, hey, you got to put in the hours. And so I'm looking forward to it. You know, that's where the confidence come. You know, the more you do something, the more you rep it out. And so, again, as it is on game day, I just want to go out and execute it well and present it well and hope that it's received well.
What about the bust, Patrick? Some people want certainly if you're a fearsome defender like you were, you want the serious coming downhill, hitting you in the hole look, or you can be smiling, or you can have different hairstyles from your career. Where are we on this, Patrick? What do you know about it?
Oh, man, Rich, you asked some great questions.
I've been around the Hall of Fame block, sir.
Yes, you have. You have. You know, I would love to say, but I said that I was going to let it be
okay.
A surprise on what the bus looks like. So,
okay. So then, who are you most looking forward to potentially meeting here that you are now going to share this bust gallery with forevermore, Patrick?
You know, I'm a big fan of the game, of those who came before, of those who paved the way for me. And so anytime I get a chance to be around, I call it the old ones. And in this case, the great old ones, you know, it's truly an honor. And so I'm just always taken back, just being in their presence. You know, it's never a dull moment when you get to bump into Warren Sapp and, you know, talk to guys such as Ray and some of the older guys who I've been fortunate enough to speak with and so and see. So I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone.
Patrick Willis here, getting ready to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm just excited for you. And I'm just wondering, you know, it's always about a journey. What's your journey that you want to make sure everyone understands that got you in this position and that you're looking forward to recounting for everybody in a couple of Saturdays, Patrick?
Yeah, really just in everything you do, if it requires in everything that you do, the greater it is, the greater your belief will have to be, the greater your faith has to be. You know, I won't say in that per se, but it just has to be greater. And so, you know, I just want people to see when they see me or when they hear my story or see my game that, man, this guy could come from where he come from or where he came from to become what he did. You know, anything is possible. And again, my story is my story. You know, it's my truth. And everybody has their journey. And so, you know, I just want people to be able to say that, you know, no matter what, you know, anything is possible. And on top of that, it's really in this life, we can all live a long time, or rephrase, if we get to live a long life, sometimes we see that as a lot of times people see that as, man, that's great. But if you didn't do much in that length of time that you had, then what, you know, what was really the point, you know? And so in hindsight to that, I kind of wanted to say that it's not so much about, it's not about how long you played, but really how effective you are with the time that you have to play the game. No different than life. We all have a moment, a time that we are born, then there's a time that we will exit. And it's that in between that counts the most. So whether you get to live 25 years or 17 years, in the case of, you know, one of my younger siblings when he passed, and or, you know, 82, you know, it's really just how did you live it? How effective were you with that time that you had? And so, you know, I want people to be able to look at my story and say, you know what, he might have only had, you know, 8 seasons, but he played those seasons in a way that we wanted an encore, that he played it in the way that he played 17 seasons. And so, yeah, I just want people to know that, you know, it's not so much about how long, but it's how effective you are with the time you have. Sorry, I'm over here sweating like crazy.
It's all good. No, but Patrick, that's a hell of a message, man. That's a heck of a message. Well, and plus, I imagine you can wait for it. Hold on a second. You can hydrate with your Nirvana super water. How about that, yes. Patrick? How about that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my way of handing it off to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Man, I am really excited about Nirvana Super and everything that we're doing. As a few may know, Steph Curry came on the other day. That was really big for us. But really, HMB is one of the main sources, one of the main supplements in Nirvana Super, and it's high quality. It elevates the muscles. HMB is something that our body already produces, but as we get older, you know, it may not produce as much. And so, you know, having that supplement in and being as I am with my body, just wanted to make sure that I'm always trying to give it the very best that I can. I'm super excited to be a part of Nirvana and everything that it's about.
Well, and everyone could, it's available at GNC, other retailers, and at feelsuper.com. You might have to have some on hand on a couple of Saturdays, Patrick. I just looked it up. You're 5th in the speech order.
Yes.
It's not, you know, hopefully, you know, that's about an hour, maybe two and a, maybe hour and a half for you, hopefully. Wow. Not that long, but you're after Devin Hester. We assume he'll go fast since that's his brand, you know. So you'll have to, you know, stay hydrated for that. Before I let you go, soon you will have this sort of clout as a member of the Hall of Fame officially, but you want to pound the table for Frank Gore to get in that building?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Frank Gore, I'm still, before I get to Frank, as I have said before, mm-hmm. when I was being when I was on the list for the Hall of Fame, I said, listen, I would love to see those guys who are older than me get a chance, get the opportunity to go in. And then one day, if I'm fortunate enough, if it takes a long time, then so be it. With that being said, you know, I'm very fortunate to win in my 5th year. Then I see someone such as Mr. Gratishar, who is my Hall of Fame classmate, that would be being inducted with me. He waited 30 years. Mm. You know, it's so I'm humbled. I'm humbled. And so when you speak about someone such as Frank, you know, Frank was a heck of a teammate, a heck of a player, showed up every single day. And one of the guys, if you pick in teams, he wanted the ones that you want to pick first and pick early. And no doubt in my mind that I feel that he is one of the best backs to ever play the game. His stats even speaks for it, but even his consistency over the years and what he was able to do with the injuries that he had that most people said he wouldn't be able to come out and do. So big component of his, also a big believer in Frank and what he did and that he could be a Hall of Famer, as well as I'm still also a big fan of Roger Craig. He was someone that played a game,
no doubt,
in a style that's, I don't want to say him and Frank had a similar style, but as far as just overall backs, Frank, to me, was one of those guys. He could block, he could run, he could catch, he could do it all. And Roger Craig was one of those individuals that could do the same. And so I think that Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame, I also feel that Frank, you know, should be a case for that as well when the time comes.
Yeah, I mean, Roger Craig missed 1,000, and Frank had 100 yards in that Super Bowl, man, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dynamite, no doubt about it. Patrick, thanks for the time. I look forward to seeing you. I'm hosting the Jacket Dinner in a couple Fridays. I'll come down to see you from the dais to see you and shake your hand in person. And thank you for coming on this program. Look forward to it.
Man, Rich, hey, I really appreciate it. And again, thank you for having me. And the way I'm sweating now here in California,
yeah,
I already know Canton is going to be even more hot. So I'm going to make sure that I have my Nirvana Super on hand with me. So
well done. Well done. Again, available at GNC, other retailers, and feelsuper.com. Patrick Willis, I'll see you in Canton, sir. Thanks again.
Hey, sounds good, Rich. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There goes Hall of Fame, living in the Hall of Fame right there. Love it. 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time All Pro.
He's right about Roger Craig.
Roger Craig is one of those, like, really, he's not in. Him and Jim Plunkett. You know?
Agreed.
Him and Jim Plunkett. I guess it's, listen, the Hall should have sort of like a, every once every 10 years, like a cleanup. Cleanup class.
Yeah.
In addition.
Like that.
You know? Let's clean this up. Because, again, he mentioned, again, how long Randy Gratishar has been waiting. Steve McMichael is not going to, as we know, be there. Yeah. So people should get in when they're healthy enough to enjoy it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, we get ready for Albert Breer's in-studio appearance right here from Sports Illustrated. We're going to chop up all of the NFL training camp stories. But when we come back, I'll give the Metropolitans their props. These are my three favorite coaching cliches. I'd love to see a press conference where you nail all three of them within one press conference.
We double down, and what if I can pull it off in my next press conference in Indianapolis?
This is exactly what we're talking about. Yes, sir. So, all right. Ready for them? Here you go. This is number one. I don't have a crystal ball, guys. Okay? Like, that's what you said. I don't have a crystal ball. It's easy. It's whenever somebody asks you to predict the future. Like, for instance, how aggressive are you going to be in free agency? Then you say what?
Well, you see? I mean, if I had, I don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
But, as aggressive as what's best for the organization.
Very good. That's a good one. Very good. Okay.
Good start.
Here's another one. It's as simple. You're going to nail this. It is what it is. It is what it is, guys. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is, folks. You know, like, whatever you want to just throw it out there, it is what it is. That's another one.
Okay.
And then the third one is, I'm only talking about the guys that are here. That's it. I'm only talking about the guys here.
Well, so. I'm gonna triple down and say, what if I can do that all in the same statement in my indie press conference?
Yes! Mike McDaniel!
Instant legend.
Yes!
My only request is when I do it.
Yes.
Mid press conference.
Yes.
I wanna sprint up to the stage, high five.
Let's not forget, like, it is what it is. You know, I honestly, me personally, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, but really, the only guys I can talk about are the players that are here today.
Yes. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Oh, hey, didn't see ya.
Boom.
Attaboy.
Triple play.
I should have stayed and talked. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets. Get the mobile device near you and start getting tickets by downloading the Game Time app immediately. Certainly for baseball tickets. If you're looking at these games and saying how cool it would be to go to a game, Game Time is the authorized ticket marketplace that makes getting baseball tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. They have the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you up to 110% of the difference. Get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. You get to toggle a feature called all-in pricing to show you your total upfront with no surprise fees at checkout. That's how you take the guesswork out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. You're from the East Coast.
Obviously.
But parts of the East Coast that would not remember what I'm about to talk to Mike Del Tufo about, unless you were aware of this on your part of the East Coast. Mike, do you remember the Mayor's Trophy game?
100%.
Yeah, Chris, you know what the Mayor's Trophy game is?
No idea.
Yeah.
The Mayor's Trophy game was when there were multiple New York teams, the Giants, Dodgers, and Yankees.
Yep, right.
They used to play each other in the 40s and 50s in exhibition games. Because they weren't playing each other in separate in separate leagues, right? Unless they made the World Series, right. Correct?
Yep.
So they would play for the Mayor's Trophy. Okay. Of New York, I guess the mayor would give him a trophy.
Oh, the mayor.
The mayor's trophy. Oh, M-A-Y-O-R, yeah. Yes. That's apostrophe,
big,
yes.
That sounds like, it was a big deal.
It was a big,
well,
big deal.
Well, it was a big deal when again, the Yankees and Mets started playing him. Yeah. And George Steinbrenner treated that it was the World Series. He wanted the Yankees to destroy the Mets. Imagine, by the way, in this day and age, stopping on an off day in your regular season, an exhibition game against each other.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count. A friendly. A showcase.
A showcase, yeah.
Friendly, that's a good
Well, that all ended. That all ended for real when interleague play came into being in 1997. And the Yankees and the Mets played a regular season game against each other for the first time ever. And I remember that night, because I was there in Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium, one of the... Let me get this number correct. I was one of the 56,188 individuals in attendance on that night, June 16th, 1997.
Okay.
Whoa.
And that night, the Yankees and all the fans and all the Met fans in one Yankee Stadium together. And it was quite a night for Mets fans. It was the Yankees coming off of their 96 championship season, defending World Series champions, having the Mets in their house, and Andy Pettit on the mound. And the Mets scored three on Andy Pettit in the top of the first. I remember sitting there in my upper deck seat, stunned, because, let me get this right, Bernard, innocent until proven guilty, had a one-out double. Olerud doubled him in. Wait for it. Hundley knocked him in. Butch Husky. Then came up with an RBI. How did he come up with an RBI? By stealing second, and Hundley stole home. I'll never forget the Mets scoring three in the top of the first of that game off of Andy Pettit, with the third run being a successful double steal by Butch Husky and Todd Hundley. I'm like, what the hell? And those three runs stood up because the Mets starter, 2-5 Dave Malicki, pitched a 9-hit shutout. All 9 innings.
Wow.
A complete gamer. Stuart Scott and I always used to have fun that, you know, you used to call, you know, if it's a 1-hitter, 2-hitter, 3-hitter, 4-hitter, above that, a pitcher would scatter the hits.
What's nine?
Scattered nine hits.
Scattered nine.
And that was a stunner. My buddy Steve Narrow, the Met fans, my brother, just had a blast and a ball because they won the first interleague game between the Mets and the Yankees in just stunning fashion, 6-0. Dave Malicki outduels Andy Pettit, and I was just eating poop. Mm-hmm. Now then, the Yankees won the next two games to take the actual series. We all know when they played each other for keeps in the Subway Series, the Yankees won that one, and so on and so forth. This year, with the Mets beating the Yankees in all four games, including last night's 12-3 blowout win in Yankee Stadium, destroying Gerrit Cole, taking him yard, and everyone else was being taken yard in just blowout fashion. With the Mets taking all four interleague games from the Yankees right now, this year, this is the lowest moment for the New York Yankees against the New York Mets, period. Maybe since that night that Dave Malicki started it all off in stunning fashion. The Mets are so much better than the Yankees right now. The Yankees, sure, are banged up. But right now, with J.D. Davis being the protection for Aaron Judge and Jamai Jones batting leadoff and whatever, and you could sit here and say, you know, blame it on Cashman. There's a bunch of guys I've also never really heard of for the Mets who are raking. Rakin.
Talking about Better Call Tyrone Taylor?
You could. I think the ball he hit connected with Ohtani's from three nights ago.
Yes. They just met up.
Like a Venn diagram in the baseball sky. They collided.
What up, though?
And so this is the lowest moment for the Yankees in their series with the Mets in the last 20-something years by far. The Mets are a better team than the Yankees. I don't care that the Yankees started 50-22. They're now, I believe, 10-22 in their last 32.
Booty.
And, hey, they could fall flat out of the wild card. Mets are a better team than the Yankees right now. Mets aren't, you know, they're only, what, four over 500? Because they started so horribly, five now. But look at them. They're only a game and a half behind the Braves.
It's unbelievable.
They've turned themselves into.
I thought this year was just a throwaway year.
Not at all.
It was supposed to be. Like, we were supposed to stink and then look ahead to 25.
Ribbon. Sir, kudos to them. Better team, the Yankees. If George M. Steinbrenner III was alive today, Cashman would be gone and Aaron Boone would be gone today.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been gone last night. Yep. Now, those days were complete chaos and. You know, a lot of the George M. Steinbrenner III headlines were not helpful. But this is exactly the sort of stuff. If George wanted to win the Mayor's Trophy games, four games this year, there are just wipeouts. I mean, every single one of them. They felt like the Yankees weren't in it. And if they were up by one, it was only a matter of time that the Mets would come up with the timely hitting and the timely pitching. They deserve all the kudos. So you have every right to come on the air and go, you're the Kings of New York. And for me to feel like I'm eating poop.
I mean, I want you to eat poop, but.
No,
you
know. I mean, the Yankees are right now.
Hey.
Yep. I get it. All right. Turn it off. Now I've had enough. Now I'm getting sick.
TJ can dance. I got to give him his music.
I'm going to turn this into Kiner's Corner here.
Shout out, Ralph.
You know. Look, Schaefer beer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. That's what Bob Murphy would always say in the New York Mets. Here's a happy recap. Tons of happy recaps for the Mets. And some very unhappy, you know, Yankee fans right now. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. You know. Banged up. When the hell is Stanton coming? DJ LeMahieu should take a cue from Joe Biden.
Wow.
Too soon.
Yeah, I said it. I don't know what's happened to him.
I mean, Biden looked all right last night. I mean, come on.
Honestly, like, I don't know what's happened to him. I shouldn't make fun of it because I'm sure he's feeling it. Please, and he's probably wondering what happened. This guy, you know, used to win batting titles.
Yeah.
Can't hit. Rizzo just disappeared. Again, he got hurt. But before he got hurt, he wasn't the same guy.
So,
all right, I've said my piece. I probably said a little bit too much. I got that Biden line from my buddy Paul Golan. I shouldn't take his cue. Although he was the one who came up with Carlos Delgado Delgado years ago. So I've been taking lines from him for three decades now.
Yeah, you keep.
Hey, Paul.
Delgado.
My brother. I mean, he's texted me last night, and it's nothing I can say. I can't. I'm retortless.
Does he really give it to you? Like what type of trash talk?
What did I get from him last night?
Send you like a grimace.
Does your brother give you?
I mean, he
DJ the grimace.
He turns out, you know,
the fish that saved the grimace that saved.
Hold on a second here. Where was it? He just wrote this. Maybe your Yankees will get one off the Mets today. One out of four is what he wrote.
And then
they took a 3-2 lead, and then I just stopped texting him.
Rich. Blocked. Unsubscribed.
That's the extent of my brother giving it to me.
Unsubscribed.
Maybe your brother and I should be in a group chat.
No, you can. Absolutely.
That would be amazing.
DJ, you got it.
No worries. Then I see a top 10 from my wife about all my things that she puts her off.
Hello, everyone. Longtime motorsports commentator and ER physician Dr. Jerry Punch here. Speeding on a racetrack can make you a winner, but speeding on a street or highway almost always makes you a loser. Time and again, I've witnessed these stories of speed unfold with one yielding triumph and the other tragedy. Unlike highly trained racers, when you speed, your ability to steer safely around vehicles, hazardous objects, pedestrians, or that unexpected curve just ahead is reduced. In 2022, speed-related crashes accounted for almost 30% of total traffic fatalities. Speeding is illegal. It endangers you, your loved ones, and almost everyone else on the road. So slow down, take a breath, so that you and others can keep breathing. Because eventually, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.